آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسماں میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسماں میں، دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسماں میں.
Your position in this world is like that of the sun in the galaxy. When the sun shines, we don't see the other stars. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like that sun. When the sun of Nubuwwat shone, the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. This Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. The whole Quran was not yet revealed. Just the first verses. And already it abrogated all the books of the past. All the Nubuwwats of the past, all the Nabis that came, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came, they came with the Sharia. Some had new Sharia, some were following the Sharia of the Prophet before them. But the fact is that everyone had some Sharia. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, then his Sharia abrogated all the Shariats of the past. Now whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would retain from the Shariats of the past, then that will remain law. And whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through revelation would change, then that would become the law until the day of Qiyamah. No changes after that. In the verses of the Quran Sharif, no changes. With regards to the laws of Sharia, there was a gradual process until it reached finality with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's receiving the revelation, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. So what a Nabi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to us. How much of shukr we should make. That Nabi in whose ummati the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he desired that if he cannot be the Rasul of that Ummat, then he would like to be the Ummati of that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the status of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam we haven't understood. So as I said, just that one verse, the first verse of the Quran Sharif revelation, and it abrogates everything. So like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like that sun that shone. And when the sun shines, then the darkness is removed. I mentioned once that so many different kinds of darknesses there were in the world. Some of them were removed with the daylight sun. When it shines, then that darkness is removed. If a building is dark and you open the windows and the sun shines, it will light up the rooms. It will be brightness. The darkness will go away. The darkness outside, when the sun shines and the darkness is gone, the night goes and the day comes and finish. So all those type of darknesses were removed with the shining of the sun. But the darkness that was in the hearts of the people, no matter how bright the sun shines, or it shone, but it could not remove the darkness that was within the hearts of the people. That darkness, that sun cannot remove. and neither did it remove then 1400 years ago. Yet every day it was shining, and so many different places it was removing the darkness. But the darkness of injustice, the darkness of arrogance, the darkness of jealousy, malice, greed, pride, all those darknesses, zulumat, the darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk, all those darknesses which were there, which relate to the heart, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming removed those darknesses. That's why I say your position in this world is like the khurshid, like the sun in the skies. Who else could have removed the darkness of kufr and shirk? There were 360 idols in the Kaaba Sharif. 360. Who came to the Kaaba Sharif and recited the verse, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Who removed those idols from there? The Kaaba Sharif itself couldn't remove those idols. Kaaba Sharif was Baytullah Sharif. It was the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the Kaaba Sharif could not remove those idols by itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and removed those idols from the Kaabatullah Sharif. So what does that indicate? That it required a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to remove the darkness of evil, the darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk. And after the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes, then there has to be some Allah wala in whose sohbat or company we will be able to remove those darknesses that are within our hearts. We won't be able to just remove it like that, no matter how many kitabs we read. It is that noor that is in their hearts. The noor of nubuwat was required to remove those darknesses. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be no noor of nubuwat. No Nabi came after him and no one will come. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and so many others claimed to be prophets, but they were imposters. If we read their teachings, it's so clear and obvious that these were big liars. Nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after him, it was the Sahaba Kiram, his companions. Then the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in. Then the Awliya, the Mashayikh, the Ulama'i Haqqahu. Whomsoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed with a purified heart. So in their sohbat and company, the person is able to remove those darknesses from his heart.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein. Dosto, ye hai shahr-e-Madina jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. Dosto, ye hai shahr-e-Madina jisse Islam phaila jahan mein.
Friends, this is Madina Sharif. Saying it in Madina Sharif. So friends, this is Madina Sharif. Jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. Islam spread from Madina Sharif. Quran Sharif was first revealed in Makkah Sharif. But in the early days of Islam, people were very, very hesitant to accept Islam. They were reluctant. They didn't want to come into Islam. Full opposition, full force of the kuffar, of the mushrikeen. So much of persecution, torture of the Muslims. They were simply told, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and you will be successful. How simple and easy that was. Was it difficult? They could have just said لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Finish. But they understood the meaning of it, what this لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ has to do in the life of a person. They were not like us that just said it with the tongue and forgot about it. They knew that this La ilaha illallah has to bring a revolution in the heart of the person. Total change. His character, his morals, his etiquette, his behavior, everything will have to change. He will have to live a different kind of lifestyle after that. His beliefs have to change. So they were not prepared to do that. They were very honest and truthful as far as that issue was concerned. They made it known clearly that we are not prepared to accept. And when they accepted, then again they were very, very truthful, very honest, and they kept to that promise, and they carried out the teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or implemented it in their lives, and Islam began to spread. But in Makkah Sharif, there was slow introduction. But when it came to Madina Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turned the tables. Within a short period of time, Islam spread to so many parts. And then Hijaz, and so many places. And by the time Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's rule came, we had Islam in other parts of the world. More than 2/3 of the then known world, Islam had already reached. Now that is history, we don't want to go into the details, but here, dosto, ye hai shahr-e-Madina. This is Islam of pehla jahan hai. True Islam, real Islam, that Islam which we talk of in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was the Islam. That Islam that we talk of in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was that Islam which captured and captivated the hearts of the people. Wherever those companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went, without much speech and preaching and fight, they came into Islam. And those who came into opposition and they said, we are going to fight and we are going to destroy Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them, no matter how huge the force may be. Look at all the battles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, Khandaq. Sahaba kiram, look at their numbers whenever they went out. Look at their ammunition, look at their arms, look at their equipment. Hardly anything. Sometimes they didn't even have enough sufficient food. One date, and 5-6 of them are sucking that date. But yet they were picking up those huge swords. If we look at the size of those swords and the weight of that sword, we just wonder how they were really carrying them in that heat of the sun, 55 degrees heat. How they were carrying. And yet in the stomach there was hardly anything. That ruhani quwwat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to them. That is what gave them victory. So they made the preparation, they made use of the means that Allah ta'ala had created. They didn't relax and say that, no, we don't have to do anything. But they didn't trust in that army, they didn't trust in that war machine that they had. Dosto, to ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein, the true Islam, the unadulterated Islam. At present we got different brands of Islam. When a person accepts Islam, he does not know which brand of Islam he must accept. Different brands we have. He gets so confused. Many things are not farz or wajib, sunnat, but we have elevated them to that position. And things which were necessary to be done, we have ignored. One Muslim brother, a revert, comes into it. When he came into Islam, so on the very first day I told him, I said, look, you will be faced with a lot of confusion. Or you'll get confused when you're going to listen to lots of things about Islam. Different people are going to tell you different things. So you must stick to the Quran and Sunnah. That is the source. Whatever is authentically proven from there, or whichever person can give you direct from the Quran and Sunnah, that much is sufficient for you. Otherwise you'll get totally confused. And he writes a letter, he says, as soon as I started keeping a beard, so one Muslim, old Muslim, he tells him, you look like an Alibaba now. And what proof you had that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept beard? Now that's a Muslim. So what proof is asking the new Muslim, the revert, that what proof you have that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept a beard? It shows how much he knows about the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the authentic books of hadith. If he had known, he would have never said that. But this is the problem. So that the Islam that spread through the world, the real Islam, was that Islam which the Sahaba-i-Kiram took and went to the world.
Dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. Gar na salli ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fughaan mein. Gar na salli ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fughaan mein. Gar na salli ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fughaan mein. Gar na salli ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fughaan mein.
If you don't have salli ala on your tongues, no durood sharif, then what effect will there be in your crying and your duas and your pleadings and your sighs? Durood Sharif must come before and after. If Durood Sharif comes before and after any dua, then it is like the maqbooliyat on the one side at the beginning and the maqbooliyat at the end, because Durood Sharif is maqbool. So it is as if the person is now between two kareems. And also it means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name has to be on the person's tongue. Durood and salam, the person has to recite, not on occasions. At present we only recite it on occasions. That if it's an occasion of this or that, then we read durood and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas durood and salam was supposed to be the wazifa of our lives. Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Durood Sharif that we read in the namaz, or so many others which we read in the 40 Durood, and the salam that is there. Now these are the things that we should make the wazifa of our lives. At least 100 times a person should read morning and evening. Darna salli alahu zubha par kya asar hoga aho fughame. The person can keep on crying, but he doesn't want to take the name of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salat and salam. Then what effect will it have? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
Gar na salli ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fughaan mein. وَرَفَعْنَا کا انعام یہ ہے, وَرَفَعْنَا کا انعام یہ ہے, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. وَرَفَعْنَا کا انعام یہ ہے, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So that elevation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the remembrance of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah ta'ala elevated that in so many ways that wherever the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, we say the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes. In azan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In takbir, in iqamat, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In at-tahiyyat, again, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi.
At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. After that we go on and we get assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Again we get durud and durud sharif. In the Quran sharif, so many places. In so many other places, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, together with his name, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the arsh was written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Wa rafa'na laka zikrak. And Allah ta'ala made the arrangement such that every minute of the day, 24 hours of the day, every minute, somewhere in the world, azan or iqamat is taking place. Somewhere in the world. Some places are 6 hours ahead of us, some are 12 hours ahead of us, some are 5 hours behind us, some are 10 hours behind us. Different parts of the world. 24 hours out of every 24 hours. Somewhere in the world, there's azan or iqamat. For somebody is reading salat. And in the salat, he'll be taking the name of Allah, and he'll be taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Some way it is Fajr salat now, and some way it is Isha salat. Some way it is Zuhr, some way it's Asr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nizam is such. Wa rafa'na laka zikra. So he says, وَرَفَعْنَا كَإِنْعَامَ يَهَ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب جہاں میں شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جامع شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جامع توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جامع شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے You just cannot be a perfect Muslim. You cannot be a true believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You cannot say I believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Until you don't believe in the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lots of people went astray, they say we believe in Allah. But we don't accept the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they can never be believers. Now there's so much dalail and proofs and all those things, this is not the majlis for that. But shart tawheed kamil yahi hai. Aapka ishq ho qalb o jame. In the heart of a mu'min, there must be that ishq. The ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is ishq? When the person has got true ishq and love, then the person does not ask questions. He wants to go out of his way to please the one with whom he has got ishq and love. So the person who has got true ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at heart, then only can he claim that he is a kamil mu'min. Then only he can be a true believer in tawheed, in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For Allah ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا Whatever my Rasul gives to you, accept it. Whatever order, whatever hukam, whatever direction in life he gives to you. And from whatever he prevents you, whatever he forbids you, whatever he asks you to stray away from, then stay away from that. I'm just giving you an explanation. Now that is Allah Ta'ala's hukam. سو شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے، آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں. With the عشق of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام comes into the heart of a person. Then only it becomes very easy to follow the Shariat. But just singing is not sufficient. We have reduced Islam to singing. Sing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all. And do everything displeasing to him. That's not ishq. That is fisq. That is not ishq. It is fisq. Transgression, sin. The person can claim that's ishq, but that's not ishq. He is singing the praises on one side, and he is doing exactly the opposite in his life. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. تو خوشی پھر اس کی کیا ہے کہ کوئی جنٹ ہے تو کوئی جج. اکبر الہ آبادی. He says no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj in the person's life. Then whether he's a judge or he's a gentleman or he's philosopher, scientist, doctor, lawyer, whatever he may be, there's no happiness in that for a Muslim. That you say that that Muslim is a high court judge or he's the greatest scientist of the time. He's the greatest philosopher, mathematician, engineer. So that doesn't give any pleasure if there's no namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. In other words, no Islam in his life. But if he's got namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, he's got the Islam in his life, he's a Muslim in the true sense of the word, then we will become extremely happy and pleased and we'll make dua for him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless him with long life, good health, and respect and honor and everything, because he's a Muslim first and then he's everything else after that. Akbar Allahabadi, he was a judge himself, Muslim judge, but he was a very pious judge. And his poetry was very humorous, but he used to give a lot of meaning in it. Once he said, تھے کیک کی فکر میں تو روٹی بھی گئی، تھے کیک کی فکر میں تو روٹی بھی گئی، چاہی تھی بڑی سو چھوٹی بھی گئی. وائز کی نصیحتیں نہ مانی آخر، وائز کی نصیحتیں نہ مانی آخر، تے پتلون کی فکر میں تو لنگوٹھی بھی گئی. He says the person was waiting for cake. He said, no, I will only eat if I get cake. Now the person was telling him that, look, you're hungry, there's bread, eat it. He says, no, I only eat cake. So تے کیک کی فکر میں تو روٹی بھی گئی. So that person said, okay, thank you very much. He took the bread away too. So neither he got cake, neither he got bread. And he says, no, I only wear pants. Somebody said, well, look, you don't have clothes, there's some lungi, take it and wear it. He says, no, I only wear pant. So that chap took the lungi away. So the pant ki fikr mein to lungi rangoti bhi gayi. The message that he is conveying is that the small ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, accept it with shukr. Whatever Allah ta'ala gives, make shukr over it. Don't be too proud and arrogant that, no, my lifestyle is different, I only wear that which is designer, has designer labels, and only travel in cars which are Rolls Royces or Mercedes Benz or this or that, and I only live in palace. We don't know how times can change. People who are living in palaces are now living in jails, some of them. And some of them are living in huts and shacks and refugee tents. Rich, rich people, finish, everything gone. And those who were poor, suddenly they became rich. Times keep changing. So whichever ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives to us, then make shukr over that ni'mat and keep on asking Allah ta'ala for more. There's no harm in that. Ask for more. But don't criticize those ne'mats. Or don't belittle. Don't disregard them. Don't waste. Don't know when it can be snatched away. Te kya kaki fikr mein to roti bhi gayi.
Shart tauheed kaamil yahi hai. Aapka ishq ho qalb o jaan mein. Shart tauheed kaamil yahi hai. عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں
Impossible for any person to really understand your position, your status in both the worlds. Impossible. How can a person ever understand it? Our knowledge is limited. Our understanding limited. The ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his position, how can we really do justice? How can we understand it? کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن امپوسبل آپ کا مرتبہ دونوں جہاں میں
سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں
The person who has his gaze on the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam He is in Madina Sharif and he is given the opportunity with the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not out of his ibadat and his status or position or anything. Fazl of Allah, kindness of Allah Ta'ala. The person is in Madina Sharif and he's got his gaze on the green dome. Where will he be in need of gardens after that? Where will he search for gardens to bring joy to his heart, to bring ecstasy, to bring happiness, to give him solace and comfort, to remove his pain and grief if he's got his gaze on the green dome? He knows that beneath the green dome rests the greatest after Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jameelon mein ajmal, haseenon mein ahsan, شریفوں میں اشرف.
سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامع. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامع.
How beautiful is the name محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, through whose صدقہ we have got ایمان in our lives.
یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں.
Where can I really tell you, what can I tell you about the shan of the green dome? I don't have that heart, I don't have that language, I don't have that vocab to describe to you the shan of the Sabz Gumbad. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم, یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم, ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت موتنم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روزے محرم,
سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عدم, رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عدم, جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہے ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو پرے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا, آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا. امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. اے سلاطین عالم بإحرام میں, اے سلاطین عالم بإحرام میں, بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, میرے مالک یہ اختر کے سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. آمین. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate, generous, tolerant, kind Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Change the condition of our lives. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how much of sacrifices my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. How much of sacrifices his beloved companions made, so that we may be the takers of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah today. Ya Allah, this part of the world, 1400 years later, more than 1400 years later. Ya Allah, in this masjid, we are raising our hands before you. This is the sadqah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts, my beloved Allah, with the ishq of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the a'mal, the actions, the deeds of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa, with the nur of yaqeen, with the nur of zuhud, with the nur of qana'at. Ya Allah, give us satisfaction in our lives, contentment in our lives. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with your yaqeen. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا یا اللہ پیپل سیک ڈفرنٹ تھنگس فرام یو وی آر سیکنگ یو فرام یو بیکم آورز اینڈ میک اس یورز Ya Allah, what is life without your muhabbat and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My beloved Allah, there is no life besides you. Without you, my beloved Allah, there is no life. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation and suffering to come upon us. Our actions are such, my beloved Allah, that they bring nothing but shame and disgrace and humiliation. It is only your kindness, your shan of sattari, that you have concealed our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our faults from the society, from mankind. My beloved Allah, it is only out of your shan of Rahimi and Kareem. Hey, Khudai bandara ruswa makun, gar badam man sirre man paida makun. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Fill our hearts, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, greed, pride, arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Those who have undergone operations, Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my beloved Allah, change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make them obedient to their parents. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, husbands and wives, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the tests and the trials of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khanqahs and all Dini institutions. Protect the work of Dawat and Tabligh, Ya Allah. Har Dini khidmat karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Hame deen bhi de aur dunya bhi de. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some filthy film, glued to some filthy site on the internet, reading some filthy magazine or novel. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. We know we are not deserving. My Allah, we know we are not deserving. But what are we really deserving of? We use your bounties day and night for your disobedience. So what else do we deserve except punishment and destruction? But Ya Allah, you don't love destruction and punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are not seeking on the strength of our amal, our actions and our deeds. We are seeking from you that you are Rahim, you are Kareem. That when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. Our soul comes towards you with great happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. ہم سے راضی ہو جائے. میرے مولا ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا. If you are happy with us, by Allah, then we'll be in gardens day and night. If you are not happy and pleased with us, then in our gardens also we will not enjoy any kind of sukoon in our hearts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifices for us. His teeth were shattered in Uhud. He was stoned until his shoes were filled with his Mubarak. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ko khush kar de. Ya Allah, make him pleased with us. How much of duas he made for us, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, our wives and children, parents, family members with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on this Saturday night, when there are so much of distractions and attractions in the outside world, Ya Allah, the media and everything else inviting towards sins, the cinemas, the discos, the theatres, and the prostitute quarters, and the music and vice dens, all wide open, inviting towards sin. Ya Allah, so many young friends sacrificed those evil pleasures and came to listen to Naat Sharif upon my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the Naat Sharif in this majlis, my beloved Allah,
fulfill all their good wishes, good desires. Ya Allah, make everyone Allah wala. Sabko Allah wala bana. Sabko aapke wali bana de. Ya Allah, make us all your walis. Ya Allah, whosoever has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, you are well aware of their desires, wishes, aspirations. Fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are aware, by Allah, of each and every individual's difficulties, hardships, problems, tests and trials. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships, tests and trials. Ya Allah, hum sabko apna bana le, aur hamara bachcha. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Ke tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives, protect our properties, protect our children. Ya Allah, protect all the bounties and ne'mat that you have blessed us with. Don't snatch them away because of our sins, my Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.